Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. Federal health officials have declared a public health emergency over the monkeypox outbreak. It's hoped this will speed up the distribution of vaccines and treatments. The San Francisco AIDS Foundation has at least 10,000 people on its vaccine waiting list, and its monkeypox hotline is still getting hundreds of calls from people who have concerns and questions. Well, here with us to help answer some of those questions today is Dr. Peter Chin Hong, professor at the UCSF School of Medicine, specializing in infectious diseases. Dr. Chin Hong, welcome back to As Prescribed.
My pleasure, Kathy. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you here. So, Doctor, hundreds of people in San Francisco alone have gotten monkeypox. We know this is a different situation to the early COVID health emergency when hospitals were being overwhelmed and lots of people were dying. So when it comes to monkeypox, what are you most concerned about for the people who are contracting it?
What I'm really concerned about is the absolute pain that people have. It's not causing a lot of deaths, as you said, but it's certainly causing a whole lot of suffering.
Well, let's talk about how it spreads now that we've sort of established that you really don't want to get it still. A big concern we hear is the close skin-to-skin contact. We've also heard from the CDC that the virus can linger on objects such as bed sheets, linens. So where can we really get it? Like, are we worried about doorknobs now, toilet seats, sitting on muni?
It reminds me of the early days of COVID. I remember going to the farmer's market and seeing a list of 15 ways that you can get COVID. But what was apparent to me then, as is apparent to me during monkeypox communications now, is that not everything is in the same font size. Some are really, really small font, and we wouldn't have to worry about it in general. So the way I think about it is small, medium, and large. Large risk is like definitely skin to skin contact, and an intimate setting is a really good way. And the reason why is that you have a lesion that's full of virus and you have an intact skin of the other person who's uninfected, and you create little micro abrasions by the act of being intimate with someone. And the virus just basically jumps into the opening left in that skin. And that's a lo and behold, completely easy way to get it. It's the most predominant way in which this outbreak is spread. Medium would be probably like, you know, sexually transmission through bodily fluids. You can definitely get it that way. But I think skin to skin is going to be more efficient. Medium will also include somebody who actually has active and confirmed monkeypox lying in a bed. You go to clean the sheets the next day and you wave the sheet around in the air and the scabs kind of like linger in the air. You breathe it in, you can get monkeypox that way. But whether or not I'm getting it in an Airbnb because I'm not sure they've washed their sheets, it has to be really if somebody like has active lesions just before and you sleep on that sheet. So that's kind of medium. And then including in that is respiratory spread. So it can be on droplets, but you need really prolonged contact in the order of 3 to 6 hours of just saliva or droplet spread. So in most situations, that's not going to happen. And small risk would be, you know, going to any public event or a festival or going to the gym, and that's even close to zero, or going to the yoga studio or going on muni. That's very, very, very unlikely to cause monkeypox. At the end of the day, monkeypox isn't trying to find you. It's trying to find a rat or a monkey or a squirrel or a prairie dog. It's an animal disease that's having a hard time infecting a human very efficiently. And so you need a lot of exposure, either to a lot of virus, as in the case of somebody with an active lesion, or a lot of exposure, as in the case of somebody trying to get it in a way that it's not normally spread.
Okay, so you categorized festivals specifically under small. We do have outside lands coming up this weekend. If you're going, are you wearing long sleeves?
I'm not wearing long sleeves because, you know, I'm not going to be rubbing next to somebody or singing at somebody for 3 to 6 hours. I'm kind of going to be moving around. I think the most concerning thing about festivals is the people you're going to meet at the festivals and the activities that happen in intimate settings, either before or after the festival.
We know there's still a shortage of vaccines, and there has been a prioritization of getting the first shot out to as many people as possible, rather than strictly following the course of the two doses for the vaccine. So for people who have had one shot, how safe can they feel?
They can feel very, very safe. So one shot of monkeypox is equivalent to two shots of an mRNA vaccine. It's all priming, and the second shot for monkeypox is really a booster. So there's some data that shows that you can have protection from one shot for at least 2 years, if not longer. We wouldn't have to probably wait that long for people who've already gotten one shot. But waiting a few months is definitely not going to cause any detriment or any reduction in your immune protection. We do know that it takes about 4 days after the shot to get protection. And it's pretty good, like 85 to 90% of folks will be protected.
But we are still in this situation where there are long lines, long waiting lists for people who are in the high risk groups. There's still a shortage of supply. Where are we on the possibility of actually containing this? Because we had talked a couple months ago in more abstract terms about good news. We do have a vaccine that exists, and we can have targeted vaccination campaigns if we need them. Are we going to have to start talking about vaccinating a wider population if we don't get this under control soon?
Yes, time is ticking. I think that we really need to get as many vaccines as possible. And again, we're only talking about the United States, but remember, the United States has a bulk of vaccines. So there's still monkeypox in more than 75 countries around the world, many of whom who don't have access to vaccines. So I feel a little bit doubtful, although I'm still maintaining hope and crossing my fingers and toes that it doesn't become endemic, that it doesn't affect the animal populations in other countries in which monkeypox is not normally present.
So for people who are broadly hearing about this, sort of worried, what's been the advice that you have been giving people about, should I be changing my weekend plans, for example?
What I usually say is think about who you are. If you're in the men who have sex with men population, or trans people who have sex with men, I think that is a very enriched population of risk. So the ways you can protect yourself would be limiting sexual partners, you know, having an open conversation with new partners about how you're feeling. I ask this to everyone, so normalizing it, and then maintaining touch with that person if possible, because if something were to happen to that person, you know, at least that 4 days after exposure, you could get a vaccine. It will completely abort the disease because the incubation periods are so long. Even if you get the vaccine within the first 2 weeks, if you haven't gotten a rash yet, it can lower the risk of severity. And if you're 50 or older, you have likely gotten the smallpox vaccine, which might have had the, you know, the opportunity of reducing the way in which the disease is expressed in you, because the average age, interestingly, in people who've gotten this monkeypox disease so far is in the 30s and early 40s.
And overwhelmingly men so far too. Dr. Chin Hong, always so good to get your advice. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks so much, Kathy.
Dr. Peter Chin Hong is professor of the UCSF School of Medicine, specializing in infectious diseases. And I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks so much for tuning into As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.